Well, hello there. This is Rational Revolution. I am most certainly not Mark Becker. I am Jerry Bader sitting in, Pastor Jerry Bader. Heavy emphasis on the Pastor Jerry Bader to make a differentiation of a radio Jerry Bader you may have known a lifetime ago that doesn't exist. And it is weird and exciting to be in a radio studio again, in that order. Weird and exciting. And Mark's on vacation. And Mark specifically asked me to step in to talk about something that is going on in my ministry. I'm pastor at Samaritan's Heart Mission Church, and there's not going to be a lot of preacher talk, I promise. I didn't say none. I said there wouldn't be a lot. And one of the things that we have done recently is started, I am calling it a new ministry or a new effort, a peer support group called, ours is called Peace, Parents Empowered After Child Estrangement. And we are affiliated with PLACE, Parents Living After Adult Child Estrangement. And we had our first meeting on May 8th, and it was powerful, it was emotional, it was difficult. But in advance of that, I promoted this effort. And by the way, I probably should quick get my backstory in. My wife and I, our daughter, 4 years ago when she was 28, walked out of our lives with a text. And there, contrary to what a lot of haters on Facebook said, no, there was no advance warning. There were no conversations. She was just gone. And it was that experience that brought me to Brian Briscoe. I read about him in the New York Times last year. Brian, as I mentioned, started PLACE, Parents Living After Child Estrangement. When his daughter exited their life, he and his wife, and in 2022, and this year was tweaked to double back and track down Brian in that story. Connected with him on the day I connected with him, he was holding a Zoom to talk with others who wanted to start this type of in-person. Brian's support group is entirely virtual. We're looking at in person, and through, quite frankly, Brian's mentorship and tutelage, we made that happen on May 8th. So when Mark asked me to fill in, I reached out to Brian. I said, this is a great opportunity. And Mark, you know, saw everything on Facebook, all the hate, all the vitriol, and you know, this is an opportunity to talk about it. So joining me now from Texas is Brian Briscoe. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good morning. Fine. Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here. You and I, of course, have talked a lot about this. February 26th, believe it or not, is when we first connected. So it's several months already. We've been talking about this. Brian, I very quickly told a little bit of your story. Talk about, you know, a couple of minutes, your personal experience and how that led to PLACE.
Sure. I suppose it was late August or September of 2022 when my daughter departed with a note. And of course, there's a lot more to that. But in the ensuing 5 or 6 months, I had a real emotional downward spiral. And I was rather shocked at the dearth of available services locally. I sought counselors, I sought peer support, and there wasn't any such thing. And, you know, as a counselor by profession, you know, I've started any number of programs for, you know, drug and alcohol treatment centers, for law enforcement. And I thought, okay, well, I guess this is to be considered marching orders. I've started programs before. Let's start one now. And it started with a pretty awkward TikTok live. We'd had a spring storm. We had no power. I rented a cheap hotel room so that I could have internet, had a TikTok live event, 700 participants. And I thought, okay, wow. We're onto something. Yeah.
Yeah. And you and I have talked about this and you know, there are numbers out there anywhere from 27 to 40%. I actually believe in terms of families impacted, I believe it's higher than that. And certainly we have seen that. You know, and quite frankly, the you know, I posted this on my own social media, on the church social media, but then I also posted it on two large Green Bay focused groups and did a video, about a 4 minute video explaining this, Brian, and that got thousands, probably got 10,000 views by now, I don't know, but just it generated so much hate. And the theme was that it is accepted as fact that parents are always responsible. No sane adult child is going to leave just, you know, cavalierly without valid reason. So if your child left you, it's your fault. Is that one of the things you address, that perception? Do you address that in place?
I do, and we encounter that quite a bit. And, you know, if you work in this field, if you're a mental health professional, if you've seen a counselor, you may be familiar with the fact that we make note of absolutes. If someone sits in session and says, this always happens, this never happens, well, there's, you know, an emotional fallout from that. The same thing. It doesn't even withstand fundamental scrutiny to say, well, here are 27 people in a group, and all of you are abusers and monsters. Mm. Now, just for a moment, if I put out some clarion call, all right, we're having monsters and abusers are us, everybody come on down. What's the likelihood that I could successfully gather exclusively a group of such people? It really doesn't make much sense. Now, let me just plant a little seed here. Mm. I don't plan to spend our time exclusively on the defensive.
Right, right.
They have a perspective. Something got them here. Some bad experience. This is their reality. And I don't mean to negate that at all. If somebody's angry at me on social media, in the rare instances in which I've engaged, I thought, well, I don't think they're doing this out of meanness. This is pain. It may be projection, but this starts from someplace that they right. feel is legitimate.
Yeah, and I would, and I agree with you that that's not where we're going to take the bulk of the time. But I do want to say this is, you know, in our ministry, and I know you're familiar with this, hurt people, heal people, and free people. What I would say to those folks, many of them who have estranged from their parents, you may be liberated from your parents, but I didn't hear a lot of freedom. I didn't hear a lot of free people, people that were free from pain and hurt. And that breaks my heart. I actually feel for them. So I wanted to get that out there, and I may say that in another venue as well. So let's now get to, so you form place, and I don't know if I've ever asked you this question. Maybe I have, or maybe you answered it. It's virtual. Was there any reason you didn't start brick and mortar that in person, or was it just a matter of logistics?
Oh my gosh. If I may be painfully honest, this is an idea, a need, a demand. This succeeds in spite of me, not because of me. I'm a lot of things. I'm not a good promoter. Anybody who's seen my social media will understand that. I had an offer of a venue or two, and my efforts at, you know, putting people in seats just didn't gain traction.
Okay.
And it's as simple as that. I probably could still make it happen if I had any competence in that area. But virtually, there was a flood of people. I mean, you know, really initially far more than I could handle. So that kind of took care of itself.
And so there you go. And so talk about what does happen at place. I'm sure there's no such thing, because I know what happened our first night. I know there's no such thing as a typical session, but if you a general idea of what you are trying to accomplish, how you're trying to help people at place.
Yes, thank you. You know, I've run a lot of groups in my career, and place is especially rewarding. Place running groups is like raising children, you know. Surface level, you can say, well, it's the same thing again and again, but it's not. Our groups, literally from group to group, 1 week, everybody, it appears, is angry. 1 week, people want to talk about practical matters such as wills and estates. 1 week, they're talking about their needs regarding social support. 1 week, they're talking about how's my health and is my current health state a result of what's going on, or has it factored into this? It's as if each group has its own personality, its own dynamic. A common complaint we got early on was that we were echo chambers and we did nothing but complain. And in the last group, I said, okay, complain if you want to. But we do so much more than that. We have limited avenues for this. If I'm sitting in the barber's chair talking to my best friend and I want to talk about this, you, even the people who love you most, really seem to be capable of pretty limited engagement on this topic. So we perhaps are a pretty rare avenue for getting it out, for processing, for venting, but we do far more than complain. We've had estate attorneys guest with us to explain the practicalities of what to do with your will, your trust, et cetera, et cetera. We cover a wide range of stuff.
So yours, and you and I really haven't had a chance to talk about that. So, and again, that's the perception from the outside that folks had, that it would just be a gripe session. And on our first night, Brian, be clear, there were people who came to be very critical of their children, and I talked about that and how we navigate that. But it's something that it's funny that Ramona and I, my wife Ramona, haven't really talked about that because we have dealt with those practicality matters. If the child you're estranged from, if you had made them the executor of your will and power of attorney of something, okay, now that's probably not a practicality. So a couple minutes in this segment, that how much of that, because I never really thought about that, how much is that become more and more frequent, those type of life after the child, you know, navigation?
Oh my gosh, yes, the practical stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of similarity between estrangement and addiction. The addict may take on a drug or alcohol habit and say, it's my choice. I know what I'm doing. This affects only me. And there are these concentric ripples of influence and consequence that occur afterwards. We have people in groups saying, I'm still paying for their cell phone, or they may not know their health insurance has ended, or I got a notice that they got a traffic ticket. It came here. From little stuff like that to, you know, I got it. One of them, I think, got a notice that their child's college scholarship had a problem. And of course, there's stuff with wills and estates. And exactly like you said, this was the executor, and now this child has estranged. What do we do about it?
All right. I'm Jerry Bader with Brian Briscoe, and we are talking about child family estrangement, rational revolution.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make